Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
This episode is brought to you by Movement Watches. How many do you want?
Is that their slogan?
I was asking the listeners.
Is that the slogan?
That's the slogan.
It doesn't say anything about the product, which is a great product.
You don't even know like what it is to even know how many you would want.
It's not a pun about time or anything.
No.
If the slogan was, do you want one?
Mm.
I mean, that's not very confident, is it? But this is a power move. How many do
you
want? How many?
We know you want minimum one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should do the show.
Okay, cool.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me is always my co-host, Nick Mason.
Feels like we haven't done one of these in a bloody dog's age.
Have we not done one in a dog's age? How many ages has it been? I think it's just been pushed back a bit today.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
No, we did, because last week we recorded on a Monday, so it's even less time than usual. It's only 6 days.
Maybe my concept of time is slowly crumbling.
Well, we might have something just for you later, Mason.
Is it some sort of attention drug?
No, I'm going to hit you in the head with a hammer. The back end.
Oh, so it'll be like a reverse amnesia.
Correct.
So you remember in those old cartoons when somebody would get hit in the head?
Yeah, yeah.
And they would lose their memory. You'd hit them again.
And it'd come back.
So you hit me in the side of the head?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
That's where the memory is.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the side.
Yeah. Where have you been this week? See, you should be more out of sorts than I am, but I'm very out of sorts.
I'm a bit out of sorts.
You've spent the week up in the Gold Coast.
I've been in QLD, mate. Yeah, yeah. No, just 4 days. Went up there for a horrible football match and just mostly just drinking and just guys just having a bloody good time.
The boys.
Mostly, I played Nintendo Switch. Which was terrific, good also, because I can't do a lot of video gaming here, but when I'm away, you better believe it, I just sleep and I play video games.
You're going buck wild.
That's right.
Wow.
That's what I'm about. Just up top, Mason, our charity campaign, I believe, is over $25,000. Is that correct?
That's incredible.
Great stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is. You can check that if you want. You don't have to.
I'm not going to.
It's up to you. Uh-huh. But basically, yeah, we talk about this every week, but there's prizes to be won, a bunch of our sponsors, and it's also, we're doing a bonus Q&A, a bunch of other stuff that'll be in there, and a bunch of other Planet Broadcasting people are also. And our shirt, courtesy of Mr. Coyer.
Yeah, the Weekly Planet X Mr. Coyer collaboration.
Selling like great guns.
Great guns and hotcakes.
That's right. That's linked below if you want one. The ordering is only open for another 2 weeks, and then that's it.
Then we burn all the remaining fabric.
Yep.
And we cut off the hands of the monks that are stitching them together.
Correct.
So they can never make something so beautiful ever again.
Also, you get the shirt for a month and then we come and get it.
We come and get it personally. Exactly. We've bought a big garbage truck. We're going to drive it around. We're going to shred it in front of you. Or we collect them all and we take them into a field Office Space style and we set them on fire.
I think that would be better. Yeah, I think that's fun.
It'd be very cleansing.
Yeah, it would be, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Mason, I know that I said no more Star Wars news.
Ugh.
I've been saying that.
I'm starting to think that when you say no more Star Wars news, it's just a flimsy pretense for you to provide more Star Wars news. But luckily, you've said no more Star Wars news this week. And me, a man who is thoroughly sick of Star Wars news, feels a certain amount of relief that you're not going to give us any Star Wars news.
Listen.
Continue.
Look, I know I said no more Star Wars news.
Yeah, you did.
But there is...
Oh, what an episode.
Yet again, there is some Star Wars news. It's just brief.
No.
It's brief Star Wars news.
All right.
You might even enjoy the Star Wars news.
All right.
It's reported.
There's no more Star Wars.
It seems like that it's a lock.
Somebody in Lucasfilm accounting forgot to carry a one in 1989, and they're bankrupt.
So all the money went to David Prowse.
Yep.
All the money he was
finally
owed. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Billy Dee Williams is apparently coming back as Lando in Episode 9. What do you think of that?
Love it.
Ready for another go?
Yes.
Do you think they're going to kill him off? Because they've killed off everybody else, or they'll have to kill off everybody else.
Well, I mean, how many more movies is he going to be in?
Well, he's like 82. Yeah. But you could just have him be alive and then he exists in the comics.
I guess that's true,
you
know?
Yeah.
And he gets youthified in the comics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, he is youthified. Well, they could just get Donald Glover to do it.
That's very
remember?
True. Yeah.
Because that was a movie this year.
They could do some sort of alternating timeline where we see regular age Donald Glover.
And young Donald
and
Glover.
And young Donald Glover, yes. Yeah. Exactly. We could have young Lando and old Lando. We could do it young Indiana Jones Chronicles style.
We could do that. Well, that was pretty much what there was a Lando book recently, or a Han Solo Lando book, and there was a bit of that going on. There was the Billy Dee one.
Yes.
You couldn't say it because it was a book, but then they'd flash back to Donald Glover one.
Yeah. It's cheaper. You don't have to pay for likeness rights
if
it's a book.
You don't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
Or maybe on the cover, I guess.
He's described as generic Lando in every paragraph.
I think Splinter of the Mind's Eye, like the original cover for that book, they didn't put Luke or Leia's face on it for that exact reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's good, isn't it? You don't have to pay people anything. That's the
so
greatest
true,
thing
yeah.
in the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that's democracy. I love it.
Me too. Capitalism, yay.
It's also communism, I guess. No? It's just not pay anybody. Everybody should just do things for the out of the goodness of their heart.
We've strayed way deep into politics right here, and I don't like it.
Not a fan?
We just got too political just then.
You're right. People sometimes don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what people do like? Zombieland.
Oh.
The movie.
Sequel.
That movie came out in 2009. The sequel that's definitely happening now will be 10 years. By the time, so 2019.
When you say definitely happening.
It's locked in. Oh. Same director, Ruben Fleischer. Same cast, same writer.
With a pause in the middle.
Yeah, sure. It's all the same.
Yeah, right.
That's a good movie, right?
Yeah. Who lived at the end of that one?
All of the people in the except for Bill Murray.
Bill Murray died, yeah.
Yeah.
He's spoilers for sure
alert.
Dead.
But
do you think they'll put in another... Do you think they'll put in like Dan Aykroyd or something?
Oh, you need someone less of a lunatic.
Well, how do you feel this? Do you think this might be a retread of the original?
Potentially. I don't know. I think they might expand it a little bit. Like maybe they're still on the hunt for the Twinkies.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's just the same, isn't
Didn't
it?
Didn't they find some Twinkies at the end?
No, they found... Did he?
I think
I'd
maybe
have to watch
he did,
it again.
Yeah.
I thought he found the Hostess cakes, but that was during the movie.
Ah, yeah, okay.
But I don't know. Also, Twinkies don't keep. That's a myth.
I'm aware.
So if you find a truck of them 10 years after, you could probably eat five before you die. Eat four.
Four and a half.
Yeah.
Four and a half.
Then you'll be fine.
Yeah. So I feel like it's 10 years is just old enough for it to be kind of a retro treat.
Yeah,
and
right.
And so I think it might, that feels to me like, oh, we'll just rehash the first one then.
Yeah,
kind of thing,
it's very
you know?
Possible. Yeah. I don't really remember the first one that well. I like it. I just haven't seen it in a while.
I remember Cardio.
Yes.
I remember
the ending being not super flash with the Ferris wheel. I don't remember being particularly impressed with that. But there's a lot of good stuff along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Woody Harrelson's really good in that movie.
That's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's showing some comedic chops.
Did you know, I learned this week.
I probably don't, but go on.
Woody Harrelson's father was a contract killer.
Was he really?
Yeah.
How many people did he contract kill?
I don't know. I do not have that information. I'll look it up for you in a
Please
moment.
Please do.
Yeah. A strange father, I should say.
Did he know that growing up?
Also don't know.
You brought no information to this.
I brought some information.
Yeah, you brought some. Like, there's a...
The listeners will be Googling it right now.
Yeah.
So get off your ass and do some Googling yourself.
Me?
Yes. Right. No, I'll do it. It's
okay,
right.
Good, good.
Charles Harrelson.
Go on.
It's loading. An American organized crime figure who was convicted of assassinating federal judge John H. Wood Jr.
How'd he kill him?
He was the estranged father of Woody Harrelson.
Wow.
Yeah. Occupation hitman.
It was on his passport.
Yeah.
How did he end up in jail? Did he die in jail?
Let's see. 1973, 15 years, served 5. 1979, 2 life sentences.
Okay.
So I think so.
For killing a judge.
Yes.
Do you think the judge who sentenced him would be worried that he would be hitmaned? I would maybe. I just let
him
go.
By Woody Harrelson.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, the first thing Woody Harrelson popped up in, really, I mean, maybe before this, but Cheers. He's so jovial and...
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Just a fun-loving guy. Mm. But then he did White Men Can't Jump and you knew he was business.
Serious business,
exactly. Serious business.
In 1995, yes. Harrelson and two other inmates, so not Woody Harrelson, attempted to escape from the Atlanta Federal Penitentiary using a makeshift rope. I'm going to assume bed sheets.
It's definitely twirled bed sheets, together. Yeah.
Let's see. Warning shot was fired. They surrendered. He was subsequently transferred to ADX Florence Supermax Prison in Florence, Colorado.
That's a serious prison, it seems
like. Yeah, Supermax.
Is he still there?
No, he's dead. He died in 2007.
Oh, just before Zombieland. He never saw it.
His son's greatest gift to the world.
It might just be.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Harrelson is a great actor, though, isn't he?
I think he is.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that he started out on Cheers?
Well, Ted Danson started out on Cheers.
He's also great.
Fraser Crane. You never thought that he'd get his own spin-off, did you?
That's true.
Would you? Have you? You didn't, did you?
No, I always felt it in my bones.
I haven't really seen a lot of Cheers.
Look, it's been a while for me as well.
Great.
Maybe it's on Netflix, but I doubt it.
It may just be.
Mm-hmm.
Mason, we got our first look at Godzilla Kings of Monsters, or King of Monsters, whatever it's called. So do you want the synopsis? I've got it ready to go here. The world is reacting to Godzilla in the same way we react to anything other... Sorry, this isn't a synopsis. This is the director talking about it.
Okay, right.
This doesn't sound... this Michael Dougherty says, yeah. Sorry, the world is reacting to Godzilla in the same way that we would react to any other terrifying incident, in that we are over...
Attempt to monetize it.
Yeah, that's right. In that we are overreacting. I don't think a giant lizard knocking down a city, I don't think there can be a big enough overreaction to that. That's the biggest thing that's ever happened.
And also, there was nothing, in the first one, there was nothing anyone on Earth could do to stop those monsters. It's only the benevolence of Godzilla that prevented, because if he was like, you know what, now that I've destroyed these two monsters, I'm going to destroy the world. Nobody could have done anything. He would have just slowly circled the globe incinerating it till there was nothing left. Because you can't stop him.
No,
he just swims and then he comes up and he levels the city.
Yep, that's right.
So yeah, guess what, director of the new Godzilla? Nobody's overreacting. Any reaction possible would still be underreacting.
Agreed.
Or at the best, reacting.
There's
whelmed.
Whelmed.
I'd be whelmed.
There's paranoia and endless speculation about whether he's the only one out there or whether we're threatened by others like his kind.
Ooh.
Well, there was three in the last one, minimum.
Oh, including him, yes.
Yeah, I would assume that there were more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And also we know that the King Kong movie, which is quite good from memory. That was
great.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We know there's a bunch of King Kong stuff going on.
Yep.
I mean, not everybody knows that. That's a bit of a secret.
Uh-huh.
But I think people, like you said, whelmed.
Were there hints towards more monsters at the end of Godzilla? Or were they just...
I don't remember.
Okay.
Like a Mecha Godzilla?
No, I meant more in terms of, do we see any sneaky things emerging from the ocean or anything like that?
Like an egg or something like that.
Or things in the credits. I know we see some stuff at the end of Skull Island.
Yeah.
We see some stuff in the credits that is... here's more monsters.
Yeah, there'll be more monsters. Still, we're still going to find out what's going to happen in terms of the scaling of... Because the one after that is then King Kong versus Godzilla.
That's true. We still don't know how big King Kong is going to get.
I'd imagine very big.
Me too.
Wow. We're both imagining the same thing.
Yeah.
Cool.
But how big? Because if he's big enough to fight Godzilla, he'd have to be bigger than ever. Bigger than any Kong before him.
Yes, but they did say in Kong Skull Island...
He was a little kitty kid, yeah.
Yeah, they said that he was going to... Who knows how big he's going to get. Pretty
as big,
big
as God, very big.
What do you eat when you get to a certain size? Like, if you're stuck on an island, if you're stuck on a Skull Island, say, hypothetically, you got as big as a Godzilla, what are you eating? I mean,
it's
a big squid every now and then, right?
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
But how many big squids are there? I'd imagine that squid, let's say it's conservatively 40 years old. Let's say it's a 40-year-old squid.
Yes. So it's approaching it's approaching middle age, but it's not quite there yet.
It's saving up for a sports car.
I was going to say, it's gone through a divorce. Yep. It's going to make an irrational financial decision.
That's right.
And then it's eaten by King Kong. Yeah.
And that was in a lake? How many are in there? Not that many, I'd imagine.
Maybe, what if there's an underground passage
and
they regularly emerge?
Yeah.
Maybe they think they're the predator, and so they're going to kill King Kong.
Yeah.
But he kills them every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, King Kong kills, like, I'm sure he kills, like, bison and shit, and there's, like, sticky insects and whatever. And
yeah, right.
Creatures that look like logs. Probably just eats everything. Or isn't his job Maybe he's a vegetarian.
I was going to say, because he's a gorilla. So
I mean, he does eat a squid. You see him eat a squid in that movie. Yeah. But maybe he mostly eats trees.
Yeah, maybe he mostly eats algae.
He could.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll ask him in the next movie.
Okay, cool.
We'll shout at the screen, me and you.
All right? Okay, that'll be our main sticking point for this movie. If they don't explain how he eats stuff.
Bullshit.
We'll riot, exactly.
Did you see, I know you did, because I showed you, the image of Godzilla. So Millie Bobby Brown's in it. She's
oh, yes, you did show me that, but you provided no context. And
I don't have any.
Okay.
But there's the other one of Godzilla shooting his fire breath at the moon or whatever. Yeah, atomic
terrific.
Breath, sorry.
Or probably Mothra.
Yeah, probably shooting at a Mothra. Like that. Yeah, a big old Mothra. Mm. When do you think we're going to get Mechagodzilla? How far are we away from that?
I don't think we'd get it in this iteration of Godzilla.
In this ever? So, like, you don't think six movies down, they're like, okay, we've had him fight The Rock.
Yeah, right. And he went. Who's been enlarged to giant size?
He went to space. That was good. He lived on the moon for a bit.
I don't think they will. I think because Mecha got like how in the this is ostensibly in the real world, like our world. Who's building a giant robot Godzilla?
The Pacific Rim people. I don't think it's going to be this. I don't think they're going to cross.
No,
over.
I don't think they could.
But they all own it. Yeah, I think somebody would. I think it's eventually going to happen.
Who's paying for that?
I don't know.
Some eccentric
the
billionaire.
The Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Okay, cool.
They would, wouldn't
just
they?
Just every member of the Japanese public puts in a certain amount of their tax money.
They're sick of that shit.
Yeah, I guess that's
true.
They've
had enough.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
We
haven't seen a Godzilla movie since, what, 2014?
Yes.
I don't think I've seen it since, but I remember enjoying that movie for what
Agreed.
It was.
Yes.
People said not enough Godzilla, and every time there was a Godzilla fight, they'd cut to people watching it on television or whatever.
Yeah, right.
But then we got some good stuff.
Isn't that
the
just
end.
Like society?
Boy,
know?
Isn't Mason. Mm-hmm. We can never stop looking at our phones of Godzilla.
That's correct, yes.
That's my screensaver.
Yeah.
But
more like anti-social Godzilla.
Wow.
Thank
that's
you.
That's powerful stuff. Did you? Is there something you want to see from this in particular?
Mecha Godzilla.
Okay.
But we won't get it.
You think that? I think we're going to get it eventually, or some variation on that.
Look, I think it's fair to say we could get a variation.
Yes.
But I think it'll be like a battleship and it's got a mechanized top half or something like that.
Ooh.
But the idea of like a several hundred foot tall robot dragon dinosaur, why? Why would that be a thing?
Why would any of this be a thing?
I know.
It wouldn't.
Right.
So why not?
But I'm saying that the
you get Ken Watanabe to do a very serious speech about it.
Oh, all right? That covers all the bases. Yeah, all right.
And that's how you lead into it.
All right, covers up all of those ends, yeah.
Okay. And he says, let them fight. Remember that bit?
Nice, that is good, yeah.
I love how he says, let them fight, as in...
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
let them fight or get squashed.
Yeah, he should have said, let's watch them fight. Mm. Ridiculous. It's not a good movie anymore. I've changed my mind.
Just explain to me how they're going to build a Mechagodzilla.
I can't. How does anybody build anything?
Why wouldn't they just build a big missile?
Because it doesn't work.
Yeah,
you need to pin it down and like tear its head off or something. I don't know.
All right.
Someone sent this in, and I don't have this in front of me, so I apologize. Maybe you even said it. But remember that Godzilla 98 TV series we've talked about?
Yes.
The animated series that follows on from the American version. Maybe you told me this. They reanimate the Godzilla from... Did you tell me
I
this?
I did tell you this.
Okay, did you say it in this?
I did, yes.
Oh, never mind. Forget it.
They reanimate the corpse of the one from the movie and turn him into Cyber Godzilla. And also,
that's
as we pointed
up.
Out, but... There is a Japanese Godzilla movie where real Godzilla fights the Godzilla 98 and just swats him
into the Sydney Opera House, I think?
I think so, yeah.
From memory? Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a movie that won't be set in the Sydney Opera House.
Yeah, I know,
Mason.
That's what I do. If somebody could email in, because I had a thought and I had to express it. That's how podcasts work. What would the podcasting industry be without idiots who suddenly have a thought and must express it because they think it's pure gold?
There'd probably be less stuff, but it would be better.
Correct. But we don't want... That's a world I wouldn't want to live in.
Absolutely not.
What I'm saying is, if anybody has a thought about how they could integrate Mechagodzilla into this universe, I would like to hear it.
Okay, fair enough.
Just
build a big
us.
One.
No.
What do you mean, no? That's it. That's all there is.
What about, maybe it looks like one of those, maybe it's called Mechagodzilla, but it's just a massive scale version of one of those Boston Dynamics dog robots. Like, it's 200 feet tall, but it's got the weird spindly legs, and it just comes at Godzilla, and he pushes it over. It pushes it over.
And it gets up.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of those things?
Weird and terrifying.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
A lot of people didn't like that episode of Black Mirror.
With the dog?
With the dog, yeah.
I think that might have been one of my favourite ones
I liked
for that
it a lot,
series.
Yeah,
me too. Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Anyway, here's a movie that's not going to be set in the Sydney Opera House, Mason.
Perfect segue, probably.
The Joker
origin
movie. But
it's too far away
movie.
From the previous...
and it doesn't work.
Yeah, of course. It's terrible.
The Joker origin movie. Okay, so this is happening.
Now, this is Joaquin Phoenix.
This is Joaquin
Joker,
Phoenix,
right?
The Joker origin story. So this is what he said about it.
Wait, this is... Who said about it?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin!
Is 100% Joaquin for this. Let
wow.
me tell you that.
Because he's been 100% Joaquin before.
That's right.
And nobody bought it, if you recall. It's when he pretended to be crazy, yeah.
I recall. He said, now, you probably throw to him and say, what kind of genre this movie is going to be? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, for sure, right.
He said, the genre is indescribable.
Nah, it's not. It's a crime film.
It sounds like a crime film. Yeah. It's crime / comic book. Though comic book isn't really a genre anymore,
yeah,
is it? It's too split up?
Yeah, I guess. I think it still is.
It still is if it's like a pure... I feel like The Avengers is
yes.
a comic book film.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? But that's different than, say, another movie.
Thank you.
The movie Jumper.
Mm, yeah.
They're different movies, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, good. It's landing not in one genre or the other, but rather feeling like a purely unique feature, and that the most important thing about the film is Phillips's passion for the project. Good stuff.
All right, well, maybe he's right.
I'm... You know,
but I think he's not.
Yeah, look,
I think this is hyperbole, and it's just a superhero movie / crime movie.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
Apparently, he said though that it's not like anything. He did it because it scared him.
Okay.
And he actually suggested it to Warner Brothers a few years ago. Said something along the lines of, "I'd like to do a comic book movie, but on a smaller budget, something like The Joker, but not because that's already been done or whatever."
Yeah. Yep.
But that's that's the one that makes money. So I guess they're doing that version of it. I think if we didn't have the Jason Todd version, not Jason Todd version.
The Jared Leto version.
I think this would look better in general.
Yeah, right.
Because
okay.
it feels a little desperate, even though I think it could be really good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Also, apparently Bruce Wayne's parents are in it, so.
Because
it's the 80s.
Because the 80s, right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll imagine the shoulders on them.
Do you think they do
Huge shoulders.
Do you reckon they wouldn't do like a Thomas Wayne Batman thing, would they?
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, it's going to be a different universe regardless.
Yeah, but they might... Okay, what are the odds that the end of this movie is...
Flashpointy?
No, the end of this movie is Joaquin Phoenix's Joker.
They build a mecha Joker. But why would they build it? I'm you. I'm skeptical.
I'm making great points. It's me. It's me, Matthew. I'm making very valid points about fantastical elements in an otherwise fairly grounded movie. I'm Meso.
Okay.
It's very good.
Thank you. It's a good impression of me. It's a good that's a fantastic impression of you doing an impression of me. No, I'm saying, how about this movie ends with him killing Thomas and Martha Wayne? Because that is...
That's the Batman 89.
Batman 89 yeah. origin, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's very possible.
And also, it's something that would be suggested to these guys, and they do it not knowing it's been done before.
That's possible.
I can feel that happening. People will be like, we should do a refreshing take where he actually kills Batman's parents.
Wow.
And they'd be like, genius.
That's the best thing that's ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel about that if they actually did it?
I think it'd be fine. And again, that ties it into my favourite theory that the Batman 89 universe is...
But this is a different universe than
Don't care, we're tying them all together.
Okay, they're all the same.
Tying them all in.
Okay. Is the Dark Knight?
Joaquin Phoenix, original Joker.
Yep.
Jared Leto, second Joker.
Yeah, it's very... Well, yes. There's also... And they're pushing this in the comics, and also they've done a bit in Gotham where the Joker's more of an idea than a...
Yes.
Like a... More, sort of like a virus almost.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I don't know how many Jokers there are at the moment and what's the deal there is.
Allegedly, there's still three, but I don't know.
But they're fixing it or
okay,
explaining
great.
It or whatever. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Great. Anyway, I think it will be...
a movie?
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, they might cancel it.
Yeah,
I'm not going that far, but
yeah.
It seems like it's going
to
happen.
I love the fact that at this point we won't even commit to it'll be a movie. Notwithstanding the quality, we won't... Well, we're not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
No.
But will it be a movie? Maybe, I guess.
Okay, so Joss Whedon's new thing is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Nevers.
Can I make a wild prediction as to what this is?
I think I know what you're going to say, but please do.
It's going to be, is it a TV show or a movie?
It's a TV show on HBO.
It's a TV show, and it's going to feature some young, feisty women.
Brunettes, presumably.
Who are feisty and they're brave, bold fighters, and they don't take advice from no man.
Yeah,
and they're all played by young, impressionable female actors. who are going to be produced and directed by Joss Whedon.
That's, yeah.
Terrific.
That's the exact synopsis.
Wow, he's written it on there. That's bold.
Well, you know, you got to own it.
Yeah, they okay, what's it about? No, I don't know what it's about.
Follows in the footsteps of Buffy with a fantastical story featuring powerful female characters.
Nice, good.
The show will be
an impressionable young actors.
Correct. The show will be an epic science fiction drama about a gang of Victorian women who find themselves with unusual abilities, relentless enemies, and a mission that might change the world.
Might or it will?
Might.
Well, I'm not interested then. Count me out. It's either gun or it's not.
Well, I don't have answers for you.
Wow. Way to sink your entire franchise in one move, Whedon, you prick.
So you said what was exciting about this was, aside from the young impressionable women, was the was he gets to return to creating his own universe. Something he probably hasn't done since Dollhouse, because even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and whatever, was a lot of that was him, but it's him within something else.
Okay, right.
So, I don't give a shit about this.
Me neither.
It could be great, but yep. I'm not. I can see the wheels of his stuff.
Yeah,
now,
right. Yeah, for sure.
And so I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting that. You know, when Buffy and Angel came out, and even when the Avengers came out, we were like, whoa, this is fresh and exciting.
Well, it was.
But a couple of years have gone past, and we're like, yeah, we see what he does now, and it's...
Yeah.
And I still enjoy the Avengers, but it's like...
Yeah. It's no Age of Ultron.
Very true.
Yeah.
So true.
Which is also his.
Quippy.
This could be great. I mean, it's HBO, so, you know, they make good things, don't they?
That's true.
Yeah. And they made The Sopranos. And maybe they're doing that Sopranos prequel. That
Did you get people you know who listen to the show? I don't know if you know anyone who listens to this show.
Sure.
Just coming at you and bailing you up for being mean about The Sopranos. Because I got any number of people.
Really?
Because we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, I think. And I said...
Oh, no, because you kicked it. I didn't kick it. You kicked it.
Look, I said that I watched it and I enjoyed it at the time.
And then you went back.
Then I went back and I couldn't get through it.
Who came at you?
All kinds of people.
Fists are flying. In real life. You took it in real life.
Yeah.
Who?
People I know.
Give me names, Mason.
I won't give you any names.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me after the show.
I will.
And then, you know.
Then we'll go to the houses and beat them up.
We'll beat them up.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. Good. I appreciate
are any
the backup.
Of them bigger than us?
Physically?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll after the show. Yeah.
Okay,
we'll
good.
Beat them up.
But they did that thing where they, you know, they pretend they're going to come at you.
Yeah, I
they make
that
sudden movement and you go, oh.
Mason, I was just on Cavill Avenue for 4 days. Believe me, I saw that. I know what you're talking about, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, for people that don't know, Cavill Avenue is a place in Street in Queensland you go if you want to get glassed.
Oh, terrific.
Okay, this is great. And
I'm
interested to hear what you think.
Okay.
Because this is a property near and dear to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Joss Whedon has a new TV series. It's called The Nevers.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Okay, no. So, you know how we talk about the new thing in Hollywood is make another movie but ignore the movies that they don't like.
Correct.
That's
yes.
the new thing.
Yeah.
The Terminator's doing it.
X-Men's been doing it for a decade.
They
do
it every time or whatever. But yeah, so Neil Blomkamp is going to be directing a RoboCop sequel called RoboCop Return, which is a direct.
It's specifically written. You've said it, but it's written RoboCop Return. Puzzled look. Question mark.
Question mark.
Mm.
And it's going to be a sequel to the original film.
Yeah.
Ignoring part two. And three, which is terrible. Two's okay.
Yeah, I didn't mind
from
two.
From memory. But what I thought was interesting about this is that it's based on the unused RoboCop 2 screenplay by original writers Ed Neumeyer and Michael Miner, with rewrites by Justin Rhodes, who's working on the Untitled Terminator reboot and Masters of the Universe. And this brief synopsis is, RoboCop returns, anarchy reigns, and the fate of Detroit hangs in the balance as RoboCop makes his triumphant return to fight crime. And corruption.
Interesting.
So they're getting rid of the one from 2014, which I thought was fine. It's not
same as well. It's not.
It's different.
It is different, and I thought it made an interesting point.
Yeah.
About what it was talking about, about like, you know, automation and weapons of war on the streets of America, whatever. But it wasn't a wacky parody satire situation where people were driving into tanks of toxic waste and melting.
Yeah.
So
you had a trading card of that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
As a kid.
And the one where Murphy gets his arm shot off.
Cool.
Yeah.
Was it a hologram one? So you
No, it was two panels.
Great.
I think we mentioned this in the show, but it's two panels, one of which is standing there, like maybe he's got his gun drawn, and then the second panel he's looking really surprised as one of his arms is flying off.
Isn't he lying on the ground and they pin him and shoot him off, shoot it off with a
shotgun? They do. I think they shoot him... They shoot both his arms, I'm pretty sure.
He's not happy about it either, is he?
No!
Does he have a human hand, though, in the...
In the originals, he doesn't.
Okay.
In the original,
new one, he doesn't. Yeah.
In the new one, he does. In the originals, they say...
Oh, they take it off, don't they?
They say he's one of his arms is salvageable, and they're like, nah, chuck it.
Get rid of it. Yeah. Chuck it.
Chuck it. So this is because the RoboCop 2, I think, and 3, I think, were both partially written by Frank Miller.
Yeah.
I think.
And that wasn't even what he exactly wanted, because didn't he later make a comic?
There's a RoboCop comic.
His version?
There's a RoboCop comic of RoboCop 3, I think, which is...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
His version of how it went down.
And it's got a sexy lady, it's scientist in it or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, great.
But I'm
looking forward to doing some RoboCop Caravan of Garbage, though. I'll tell you that much, mate.
There's so much
there's
out there.
There's so much.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start.
Mm.
What do you think about this, though? You're a massive RoboCop fan.
I like RoboCop, yeah.
He likes it.
Yeah.
I said massive.
That's me expressing my massive love for RoboCop.
Okay, great.
But I like it.
So all of this sounds good to you?
Sounds good to me, yeah.
What do you think about Neil Blomkamp, though? Because I think it's the perfect choice.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
He's got a good eye for... And it, look...
For gross stuff?
For gross stuff, which is what RoboCop needs, some over-the-top gross
stuff.
Oh, he's
going to go to South Africa.
He is, yeah. That's right.
He's got to fight the guy from the robot from Chappie and the District 9 guy. What's his name?
Yep.
That guy.
Oh, what's his face? Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that
Charlton Copley.
Yes, that's right. Okay, what about this? Are they going
to
bring
back... Or they get Charlton Copley
to RoboCop?
To be RoboCop.
Well, I was going to say, do you bring back Peter Weller?
I don't think he'd... Would he do it?
I think he'd definitely do it. I mean, that's a tough suit, though, to wear, isn't it?
Yeah.
But... Times have changed, and you could do it any number of ways. I'd imagine they'd still want to do it practical.
Yeah.
But he'd have to be 70, right?
Yeah, and also, like, the reason he worked in the original is because he was so lithe that he could fit in the suit.
Yes.
And he could, and it wouldn't look too bulky. Like, I'm sure he's still in shape.
Yeah.
But he's got to be too broad to be in the suit now, I think.
But I feel also you can digitally... You can just shave a
that's,
bit
That's, I guess
off
that's
it.
True, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm sure that, again, they'd still want to do it practically, but
yeah.
You can still tweak that. It doesn't
true, yeah.
need to be strictly a guy
yeah.
in a suit. What they did for the last one, they put him in the suit, and then they redid it with CGI.
Right, okay.
So you can see the legs kind of click in like Lego Man legs or whatever they changed. Okay. I thought it looked... I mean, whether or not you like the design, I thought they did a good job of making it look realistic.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Huh. I kind of would have also liked to have seen a sequel to the...
But what would you rather if you had to choose the two?
Ah!
Satire. People shouting about buying things for a dollar.
I wonder if...
A man with really long arms falling out a window.
See, that's the thing, because I really would have liked to... I'm looking forward to seeing another... Because it's going to be a modern-day take on the 80s future, which is what we got in Blade Runner sequel.
Yes.
So that'd be cool. But if you recall, at the end of the remake, they're like, OmniCorp's really screwed the pooch on this one, so their parent company, OCP, is going to come in and fix things.
Right, right.
And I was kind of looking forward to see where that was going to go, because OCP are the villains in the original RoboCop.
Yeah, okay, right.
So... I don't know, but probably 80s future, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
That's fun. I always enjoy an 80s future.
I told you, we're in the era of not a reboot, of doing another one.
Doing another
but
one.
But ignoring the ones that aren't good.
Yeah.
What an era to be alive. I think this is great. And I know people don't love all of Neil Blomkamp's stuff, but I quite like all of them. I even didn't mind Chappie.
I didn't mind,
a lot of people didn't like.
I thought I was going to look...
We'd heard it was terrible, I guess, going in. I haven't seen it since, but...
And also, look, I thought it was fun.
Mm.
Notwithstanding whatever I said when we reviewed it, because I can't remember, but it was what annoyed
thoroughly me. Unlikable leads.
Yes, that's
but I think
it.
That was supposed to be. That's how I took it.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not supposed to like Ninja in real life or in the movie.
Right,
he's a fucking horrible human being.
Is he?
He seems it. I don't actually know.
Right. I saw an interview with him one time, and I think
he looks like he smells like an ashtray.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He's a human ashtray,
right? But I think it was probably on Vice SBS. It was probably on Viceland or something like that.
Yeah.
But he tells a story about being invited to Kanye West's house to play basketball.
Really?
It's very funny.
Okay, all right.
Maybe check that out.
Maybe I'm being a bit harsh on this bloody guy.
Yeah. He seems like, given what he looks like, he seems very normal and well adjusted in real life.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
All right. Well, I take the things back that I said.
Yes.
Until I find out if it's actually true or not.
All right.
What have we got here? We got an official photo of Shazam. Did you see that? I've got to show
you. Is it the one? He's drinking a big old big gulp?
Big old.
Next to some little kid?
Yeah, a can or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
Slab under his arm.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, he's buying beer because he's a grown up now.
I don't think it is beer. I think it's still soda pop or whatever.
Oh, grown up soda pop.
Yeah. I like the suit. I've said this before. I think it's too big.
He looks too big?
As in, it's clearly padded. He doesn't need to be that. It reminds me, if you ever watch, there's an episode of Conan where the talk show.
Yes.
Where he goes to the superhero guys who make the superhero suits.
Oh, and he gets
and
himself.
And they make him one. It looks like that.
Right,
like a guy, like it's like the Batman suit, the Ben Affleck Batman suit. It's much, much bigger than Affleck actually is.
Yeah, for sure, right.
Yeah.
I think it's going to look better in motion.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm just saying, it might be a little
bit. If DC are doing one thing right, and they're literally only doing one thing right,
here we
it's
go.
The costumes, I think.
I would say some of the costumes.
So, all right, some of the costumes, that's fair.
Mm.
Mm. But I think they're getting better at it.
Well, yeah, do you do like the Batman Justice League outfit with the goggles?
No, that was dumb.
Okay.
Oh, they're on a downward spiral.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no. But look, and I think this works for the guy. I think it's okay that it might even look a bit padded.
Please, comically.
And he's not magic.
Real, yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, fair enough.
That works for me.
Okay. It was revealed that Digimon Honsu is the wizard who gives him the powers.
Shazam. Is he two things in the DC universe now?
That's why I showed you that picture. Huh. So there's another image of him as the Fisherman King in Aquaman.
Two roles.
So he's going to be, I mean, one's got. He looks like a fish.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Uh-huh.
That's a good image, though, isn't it?
It looks good.
Looks really good.
There were also some, I think they were action figure images released this week.
Yeah, right.
That were the Aquaman ones.
For Black Manta?
There's a Black Manta one, but there's also Aquaman in the gold and green comic book-esque ridiculous suit.
And it looks?
Looks all right.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to see it in motion, don't we, Mason?
If it indeed exists. Because if you recall, remember when Batman Superman came out and there was a version, there was the Joker in a bat suit?
Yes.
And we're like, ooh, what's this going to be? And it turned out to be nothing.
That was Suicide Squad. But I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was something. I think they cut it.
Ooh, well,
I don't think you make that with that level of detail.
I think we would have seen something by now.
That, who knows?
Yeah, right?
I think there's a lot of stuff that we haven't seen.
We don't know how tight the Warner Brothers vault snaps shut, do we?
That's right. We do not know that.
Yeah.
But Comic-Con, though, is next week, so we're going to be getting looks at all of these things.
And maybe finally the Aquaman trailer?
Is yes, that, what that we're is talking 100% about? Confirmed. So I can just... Well, next week, it's one of our biggest episodes of the year, Mason. Everybody swings on by, even your parents.
Yeah, they're here. They're here.
Yeah. They don't woo, because they're old.
Correct, yes.
But they listen along. They sing along.
What they do is they write down questions about what we're talking about on pieces of paper, and they hand them over.
Correct.
And then I write down explanations for all the references, and I hand them back.
If there's ever a pause in the show,
that's
what's happening.
Yep.
So we're going to get teaser trailers for Aquaman, probably Shazam.
Oh, just a teaser trailer?
Oh, a trailer. Let's
Boo!
Okay. Wonder Woman 84, maybe. That's filming at the moment, so that might not be much. Fantastic Beasts, we're going to get one of those. Godzilla, King of Monsters.
Nice.
So that's a... We're finally
going to see that Mecha Godzilla.
That's right. The Meg, the Nun. Sony Pictures are doing Spider-Man. They might give us updates on like Silver and Black and Morbius. Venom.
I thought Silver and Black was off again. Oh.
Yes, probably it is. Maybe something Spider-Man Far From Home. I don't think so. That's probably a little too
soon. Was it 100% definitively confirmed this week that
Venom is not
in the Spider-Man universe?
Look, they're probably telling the truth,
yes.
But I absolutely would not rule this out.
No. Yeah. I still think we're getting a Tom Holland cameo of some sort.
We'll find out.
Yes.
Maybe he's playing two characters, like Digimon Honsu. Oh,
he's also in Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
He is.
Digimon Honsu.
Is his head torn apart or something? Apparently Deadpool 2 is doing a panel, even though
that makes sense.
So I don't know how that's like, because Fox are doing, I don't know whether they're going to show Dark Phoenix or the New Mutants.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if Dark Phoenix is going to come out. It probably will, because it would make more sense to put it out and make some money.
How about this?
Mm.
Deadpool, they claim that Deadpool 2 is going to be a panel and then it's filled with just raging fanboys. And then they're like, Ryan Reynolds shows up and everybody's like, woo! And then he's like, surprise, it's a Dark Phoenix panel. Just to get people
just
in.
Just to get people in.
Because otherwise nobody's going in.
Go. I love it how to even bring Deadpool 2, that's a movie that's out. It came out already and they're doing a panel for
That's
it.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. Also, we're going to probably get a trailer for Glass.
Yep.
Halloween, we're going to do another one of those.
Did we talk about this from set? Is it set photos or
Yeah, we got some images of
Glass.
That. They're all in the same room?
They're all in some sort of asylum. Dream right. sequence?
I don't know anything about this universe.
All right.
I still need to watch Unbreakable to make sure I have seen that or haven't. Bumblebee, maybe some Mission Impossible stuff. That's coming out soon anyway. Marvel aren't doing a big panel. Oh. They're doing TV stuff. They're doing Daredevil, Punisher, and Iron Fist. Cloak and Dagger. CW's doing all their crap. I mean fun stuff. Legion, Archer.
Do you mean fun stuff, though?
No.
You mean crap.
It's not crap.
No, it's fine.
I'm just not. Yeah. I'm way out
I put
of
a note in my phone the other day to catch up on all those shows.
Oh, good.
Supergirl and Legends of Tomorrow and such.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Krypton, which I watch.
Yep.
I've seen it. I like Krypton.
Uh-huh. How's Brainiac in that show?
Good.
Yeah?
Looks good.
He's got the skull ship. Looks like a skull.
Yes.
Looks like a brain and a skull.
And he looks like a good Brainiac. Like
is he a green Brainiac or robot proper, Brainiac?
He's a bit of, you see a bit of everything.
Okay. Is he like Injustice Brainiac?
A little bit.
Does he have tentacle arms?
Sometimes.
Nice.
I can't remember. Because he's different. Because he can be anybody.
That's
in a whatever.
True,
yeah.
This is sounding better and better.
Preacher, Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, who cares? Young Justice. That's coming back. Dragon Ball Super. They're doing a Marvel Games panel. So
Oh, finally, Marvel are going to start producing that aren't mobile games.
Well, they got the Spider-Man game coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently,
hello.
Well, they've got there's also an Avengers game that's in the works, which they haven't revealed much of yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a Marvel video game universe, shared universe, which I think is great.
In VGU
comics and
Mavugu. We're going to call it Mavugu from now on.
That's great.
If anybody's at Comic Con and wants to ask some questions about the Mavugu, if you could please do that. Open with that. If there's a panel on it, whoever gets in, excuse me, I have a question about the Mavugu. We'll see if we can get it going.
Do they do Q&As anymore?
No
or,
idea.
Or do they step on them because somebody ends up pitching a spec script or something?
I have a comment and then a question. So my comment is I have an adventure script that I'd like to explain fully. Yeah, no, don't do it.
Don't do it. Okay, I got an ad, and then we're going to talk about a movie that I had watched.
Terrific.
Okay.
A movie that we watched, or we're just going to go off script and talk about a movie you watched?
Look, which would be more entertaining?
The second one.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Moving watches, Mason. They've come a long way from being crowdfunded kids working out of a living room.
I agree.
In the past year, have they introduced many new watch designs?
They just introduced one like 2 days ago.
Whoa.
It's called the Black Top. It's their biggest one.
The biggest one you've ever seen?
You didn't think I had an answer there, did you?
No, I asked you because I thought you'd probably know.
I do. That's called the Black Top.
You didn't disappoint.
It's called the Black Top. Thank you. Anyway, it's got a big old face, and there's one that's silver bracelet, but it's got like a army green face. It's real cool.
But not a black top.
There is one that's all black, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they've thought of... They're two steps ahead of you at all times.
That's certainly true.
Yeah,
do they make watches for men and women?
Yes.
But have they expanded to sunglasses? Yes or no?
Yes.
And look, if you say you want to get a bracelet, is that yes. something they've dabbled in?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your favourite? Do you have a revolver thing? Revolver collection? What are you doing?
I don't have any revolver ones. They're nice though, but I
really?
Don't. Yeah, I like the Voyager. I thought you're going to get a blacktop, probably.
Good on you, mate. That's
Thank
great.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, they're listen,
I'm
all right?
ready.
The reason they're able to make such a
cut out the middleman.
Yes, they cut out the middleman, all right?
Yeah.
You go to a department store.
They got middlemen. Middlemen all over the place.
You have to deal with them as well.
They're lousy with middlemen.
They're asking you questions.
Exactly.
They're in your face.
You put on a weird bucket hat and they're like, you look amazing in that. And then you buy it and you realize you don't look amazing in it at all.
And your mum makes fun of you.
She does. Bucket boy. Yeah.
Movement watches.
We've all been there, or maybe it's just me.
No, we've all been there. Uh-huh. Movement watches, though, they just start at $95.
That's true.
And for a watch of the same quality, it's normally $400 to $500, which is insane.
I agree.
Yeah. Also, they want us to mention Mason, but I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to do this. I don't mind.
They're demanding it, but you're okay with it.
Yeah. They don't do anything else except tell the time. They don't show text messages or count
steps
or anything.
I am on board with that 100%.
It's just a watch and it says, yeah, this is what the time is. That's
I
what
like
it says.
It, yeah. That's what watches are for,
That's
I feel.
Right.
You know, don't give me the extra stuff.
No.
And also that means you're just always glued to your watch in addition to being glued to your phone.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
They've got classic design, quality construction and style that is minimalized. And actually you can get 15% off with free shipping and free returns. That's great. By going to movement.com, that's MVMT.com/weeklyplanet, all one word. See why Movement keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection. There was one 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Go to movement.mvmt.com/weeklyplanet. Join the movement.
Movement watches. How many do you want?
How many do you want? Definitively, how many?
I will take probably 20-ish.
That's a lot.
I don't have that many.
Do you have a watch rack or a drawer? You know, people pull out a drawer and they got their ties wrapped up and their watches next to it. Do you have that?
No, I have them scattered around my apartment, if I'm honest with you.
In case you're in need of a watch.
In an emergency. If somebody breaks in,
yeah.
And I definitely need to know the time.
If you want to clock them with
a
watch.
So I can be like, it's 3 o'clock and time for a walloping, young man. I can check, you know?
Do you have a wall clock?
No, I don't.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why would you need one when you've got 20 watches?
Correct.
Okay. Right, so this movie came out, and I guess we're talking about it.
The movie Skyscraper.
Because we both saw it.
We're doing an episode on it.
It's a $129 million budget movie. It's made only $25 million in the US box office behind Hotel Transylvania 3, which made $42 million. Internationally, it's made $41 million, which is okay. It's also going to open in China. It'll probably do really well in China because... It's set all in Hong Kong.
It's set in Hong Kong, right.
And they're not the villains for the most part.
It's true, yeah.
And that all that aside, what do you think the story was for the movie?
God damn it. That didn't even occur to me, both what you asking what the story was and the fact that it's set in Hong Kong, which is a part of China now.
Yes.
And that's why they did it, pretty much.
Yeah, probably.
So it's The Rock.
Yep.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes.
He was a
40... How's he credited these days?
Dwayne Johnson.
He is, okay.
Yeah, they've taken out The Rock almost entirely, I think.
Fair enough.
And let's see, he's a former FBI guy. He's a former Marine, probably. Former other thing, hostage negotiator.
Former bipedal man.
Correct. Ooh, yes.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
And he was involved in a little bit of a hostage situation that blew his leg off in the past. But now he works for a security company, and he's.
He is a security company.
He is the security.
He's
true.
Running it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go on.
It doesn't.
I hate to. I just
no,
didn't
that's
want you
fine.
To mess
well,
up
we don't,
on this.
Maybe he's got other security men out there looking after shopping malls.
Do you need more than one? If it's
when
just
you,
him,
when it's just
you
the
just
Rock.
Put up a picture of him.
True. That's his strategy. Is in every he does the security for a shopping mall, and every store just puts up a poster of him, and it says, "If you steal from this store, this man will eventually find you and beat you up." Anyway, he wants to be the security consultant for Hong Kong and the world's tallest building, the Pearl.
It's 3 times bigger than the Empire State Building.
That's so big.
And it's got a room that's dedicated to holograms.
Holograms, exactly right.
We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as then he does, doesn't he?
Yeah. It's got
it's the Die Another Day car.
It's got rooms dedicated to all kinds of plot devices.
Boy,
it's got devices that are all ready to service the plot. Let
Correct.
Me tell you.
Yeah,
real
yeah.
life plot devices.
Yes.
For reals.
For reals. But, yeah, so...
Anyway, nothing's going to go wrong. Oh, wait, everything went wrong.
His family's stuck in the building.
Yep.
There's terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
It's Die Hard. It's Towering Inferno.
Yep.
It's international market friendly.
Yep.
Good on it.
Uh-huh.
It's totally fine. I
super by the numbers.
Wish I didn't see it.
Really? I enjoyed seeing it.
No, because it was just kind of nothing. It's not terrible. It's really not.
Because you hate two things.
Go on.
The Rock.
No, I don't. I
no,
really
I know you
don't. Yeah.
But you do hate...
His movies.
Disaster movies. You do hate his movies. Specifically, you hate his disaster movies.
I do.
Of which there is several. You hated San Andreas.
Boy, did I.
Which is quite similar to this.
No, this is better than San Andreas. But the problem is, this is less ridiculous than San Andreas. That's why I think it's less interesting. Because it's less dumb.
Right, okay.
Of.
But you find this...
I've just seen this, by the way.
Yeah.
I just came out
you
of
find
it.
This movie, you find this less annoying than San Andreas.
Yeah.
Because you hate disaster movies because there's nobody to punch.
There's no one to punch, but also in San Andreas, he's actively not helping.
Right. He's like, well, I could use this helicopter to rescue some people, or I could just rescue my wife.
Yeah, that's exactly
fine.
It.
Yeah.
Ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, good on him, because he's a good bloke, isn't he? That's why he's doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, he's doing it so when the... it's he's doing it to show up the new boyfriend.
Mm.
That's basically what's happening.
And
anyway, this movie is a different movie.
Yeah, sort of.
Look, it's super by the numbers, but at the same time, I thought there were some genuinely good tense bits in
yep,
it.
Yep, there's a few
there,
of those.
There were genuinely some bits where I'm like, wow, we are way up high.
Yeah.
And that is the true test of a movie set in a skyscraper. If at any point you go, whoa.
We are up
we're
high.
We're up high.
What I thought was, I mean, it's not Mission Impossible 4 way up high.
Uh-huh.
And I think the reason that it looks good is because it's a $129 million movie.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like he's standing on a green screen
for
most of this.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I know they didn't strap into the side of a building, so I don't really care.
Yeah, right.
The only thing that really did frighten me about the action sequences is how big he is and how I don't think he can jump very far.
Right. You know what I enjoyed about this movie is that The Rock in this movie is playing against type as a guy who is just this unstoppable man mountain who can't be defeated by any one man ever.
Yeah.
Like, he takes a lot of hits in this movie,
does,
and I appreciated that.
Yeah.
That he isn't just like, well, I've broken my arm and it's in a cast, but I need to rescue people, so I'm time to just flex my muscles and crack the cast
no,
off
No, it's
and
not
go.
Fast and Furious.
No, it's it's way more Die Hard, and that's
yes.
obviously by design.
Yeah.
But in this movie, he's just... There are pros and cons to being a massive dude.
Yeah.
And...
There's a lot of cons.
And yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of people who, like, it's not him versus a whole bunch of rubes. It's him versus a bunch of professionals.
Yes.
Who are clearly like, when you're fighting a really big dude, you do this.
Yeah.
And kind of he's not always at the advantage just because he's so big all the time.
There's a fight early on in an apartment, which I thought was really good.
Me too.
Yeah.
Solid.
Mm. Genuine tension and you felt like he could lose the fight.
Yes.
Which you don't often, because often he'll just pick up a guy with one arm and break his neck or...
Yeah, right.
Or whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah, he was...
Take a cannon off a battleship and just
exactly.
shoot him with it.
It's more realistic
yes.
like, for this kind of film
yes.
than I was expecting. But no, the thing that would terrify me was he's a... I don't know what he is in
feet
pounds,
and inches.
But in kilograms, it'd have to be 150. 140,
right,
150,
okay.
right? And when he's climbing something, and I know he's got one leg, I'm like, that's... For a man who weighs that much with one leg, that's difficult. I also didn't like how they... That the one leg thing, I thought they were going to play
the
to
The Rock
more.
Is 118 kilograms.
Okay, so he's well under what I said.
You idiots.
But I thought they were going to lean into it more in bad ways.
Right, okay.
Like, there's a few moments where it's an advantage to him... You know, he'll pry a door with it or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But mostly it's just like, it's just a thing he has to deal with in addition to everything else.
Yeah, right.
Which I thought was good, but it also showed that he was very capable.
Yes.
With the leg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And even from the start, it showed, maybe I did like this more than I thought.
There we go.
But even at the start, he's taking pain pills just to walk on it every day, you know, which I thought was interesting.
Also, we see a real, like right at the start, we see a very, like we see the stump.
Yeah.
Is they're not shying away from
it. No, they're not.
I mean,
yeah.
it's obviously prosthetics and green screen or whatever, but, you know.
Here's what I thought was interesting, and I wouldn't have known this going in. That jump, it's in the trailers, it's in that ridiculous poster.
Uh-huh.
That poster's not realistic, obviously. No one can make that jump
yeah.
to figure that out. But I was watching an interview with the director where he was breaking down the scene, And apparently that jump is technically possible.
Yeah.
He probably couldn't do it because he's too big.
A different man could.
But that jump is possible. Well,
and also, in watching it at the cinema, for the trailer, they've clearly stretched it out a lot.
Yes.
That it's a much shorter distance in the actual movie.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And in the poster, it's an impossible feat by anyone, yeah.
Yeah.
But in the movie itself, you're like, oh, I guess you could. It feels like it's going down the wire.
Yeah, right. Know? Okay. Mm. You know, I did like in this.
What's that?
Neve Campbell.
She's good at it, right?
She's really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just the bit where she fights the female henchman because, you know, that's how those things normally go. Uh-huh. But she fights another dude early on. And she's quite competent because she's a little bit skilled as well.
Because what I enjoyed about it is we've got the two, you know, we've got The Rock and we've got supporting character Neve Campbell, who is also, because she was the surgeon.
Yes.
That treated him when he lost his leg and then they get married.
She sorted off.
And she, thank you. And
she wasn't a good one.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even tweak that.
Think about it.
Yeah. And then, but she was in the army, and so she's got some skills as well.
Yeah.
You know, some skills.
Not as many skills as he has.
No, he's got lots of skills.
He's got many skills. Mm. Yeah, I thought the bad guys in this in general, the main bad guy felt like the guy who should be the second bad guy.
Yeah, right. And we should have gotten a better main bad guy.
Like I even think there's a, who's the Australian guy in this? Is it Noah Taylor?
It's Noah Taylor.
I think he would have been the main
I thought it was
Ben
Mendelsohn.
Yes.
But
I was going to say Mendelsohn. But yeah. I thought maybe that it could.
They're both Australian actors that started in the 80s and have slight speech impediments.
And they look mostly the same.
Yes.
Are we spoiling this, I guess?
We'll review it real quick and then we'll spoil it afterwards.
Yeah. But no, I thought, I didn't think the, because you know when you go to Die Hard or even Die Hard 3, which is also a good Die Hard movie, they're so memorable, those villains. And this is just a generic, he's not South African, is he? He's Ukrainian, they say? Can't remember.
Serbian or something, yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, wait, he's South African.
Is he?
Yes. Okay. Wait. Yes.
Didn't they say he's Ukrainian or something?
No, I think they said he's South African.
Okay, great. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't think he was great.
All right, well, okay, but in, say, Die Hard, the first Die Hard, besides Hans Gruber, who else we got?
Blonde brothers. I remember the hacking dude.
The hacking dude, yeah.
Who loves basketball or whatever.
Uh-huh. Those are the only ones I remember. All right.
Yeah. But even from Die Hard 3, I remember, you know, it's Hans Gruber's brother. I remember he's got that crazy blonde lady who he hangs out with.
But in this, we've got the main bad guy.
Yeah.
We've got Chinese lady.
Yeah, Chinese Ruby Rose. Yeah.
Yes. Yep, exactly. Do you think she's a pop star? Do you think she's a Chinese pop star?
She could very well be, yeah. I'm going to look that up. Yeah. But I didn't think any of them, I mean, even she could have been in it a bit more.
That's true, yeah.
Than what she was, because I found she was probably the best one, I guess.
Oh, and we had, we can't talk about that. We'll talk about that in spoilers.
Talk about it in spoilers.
Yes.
Were you rooting for the billionaire Hong Kong business tycoon?
I'm never rooting for any billionaires.
Make sure his tower wasn't on fire.
I was hoping he fell out of the bloody building, let me tell you.
He was a good bloke though, wasn't he?
Was he?
I don't know.
To the extent you can build a $6.5 billion building out of vanity, sure, yeah.
It's a good looking movie, but it's pretty paint by numbers in terms of action sequences and stuff that we've kind of seen done better in other movies. You know, like the John McClane with the fire hose going down the building, things like that.
Okay.
Homages to that and Mission Impossible 4, like climbing on the thing. Like a lot of that is, it's all totally fine.
You know what I didn't like about this movie? Mm. And I did like a lot about it. But what I didn't like is that it was too much of a sci-fi building. It was too slick and obviously not a real building.
Well, there's one room in particular that's very...
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But for me, it takes away some of the action weight of it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't... Like, if it was a real building, you'd go... Oh, okay, I know he can make the leap here, or he can't do something here because I've been in buildings before, and I know what they can and cannot be done. Yeah. But if you design this building from the ground up to be this high tech building, and okay, well the access ports are here and the control panels are here and whatever, it sort of feels a bit contrived.
Yeah, right.
When it's like, well, he has to go here and do this, and I'm like, well, the only reason you would put that control panel there is so he has to leap off the building to get it.
Yeah.
You know, in the real world, you would never do that. You'd put it in the basement or in the...
Behind a door.
Behind a door, exactly. In a door that says control room, there wouldn't be any tricks. It's kind of like... It feels like the same logic that behind... In video, like a yes. villain's lair in a video game,
or like the Galaxy Quest.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, why would you have to leap all these platforms, over fire and spikes to get to the Switch?
Yeah.
Because people who work there would have to do it.
That's right.
You know. Yeah. So you see where I'm going with
that? I see exactly where you're going with that.
But otherwise, I thought. Besides that, I think if they'd set it in a very tall building that was, nevertheless, a real building,
yeah.
I think it would have. Been more, it would have felt more dramatic to me, or more less contrived, I think. But I still enjoyed it.
But that's not fun, is it?
No, nothing's fun.
So you thought the action scenes were good in general?
Mostly, yeah.
Did you think this whole thing was an ad for duct tape?
No, I mean, who's paying for that?
People like it. They bring it up a lot. It's in it a lot.
No, I'm aware of that. But also, like, there's no, I guess, 3M. Do they sell duct tape?
I don't know.
Maybe this has been underwritten by 3M. Maybe.
Can we do spoilers?
Yeah, let's do spoilers. I'm going to say, also, the kids were not annoying for the most part.
They were fine. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Best movie ever for
worst.
Me. I enjoy it.
Okay.
Oh, wow, you don't often give out worst movie ever, I feel.
I just can't recommend this.
All right.
Yeah.
I can't.
That being said, I can see if you liked Rampage and San Andreas.
I like this way more than Rampage.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Nah. No, it's not. Maybe it's not the worst movie. It's fine. I just won't. No, I'm gonna. I'm stupid.
In a way, there's some inherent limitations to our best movie ever, worst movie ever dichotomy, and the actual the answers of what we say isn't really relevant.
True.
Yeah.
There's a thing that I don't like in movies, and Gravity does this a lot. It's uh-huh. where the main protagonist or even antagonist or whoever is in a situation where they don't need to talk to somebody else or explain something, but they do. Like, they're looking at a control panel and they go, okay, I'm on this floor, and if I press this and I switch off the fire, and then I can go...
He does talk to himself.
You don't have
bit.
To say it. You can just do it. And I know... I understand you've got to sometimes... A movie like this, you've got to kind of aim low.
Yeah, right exactly, yeah.
In a lot of cases. But there's even a situation where... Because he's given an iPad, which means he can access all the building or whatever. He can he can control it remotely, which is insane. But sure, whatever. Putting that aside, he gets his bag swiped, and afterwards the guy goes, oh... You kept the iPad. And he goes, yes, because I took it out of the bag and I put it in my jacket's pocket.
Yeah, right.
It's like, no, we fucking got that.
Yeah, we figured
obviously,
it out. Yeah.
You have it on you. Jesus. Stuff like that, it's just...
That being said, he would have had to explain it to his friend.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would.
Wouldn't you just assume?
No, I wouldn't. Don't assume anything. That's why you're not in the security business, James.
Is that the only reason?
Because you assume, and you know what happens when you assume.
What?
You're a big dumb idiot.
Hey, come on, mate.
Nah, you are, though.
All right, you got me.
Yeah.
What do you think about the hologram room?
Yeah.
That's built just for the Total Recall hologram Die Another Day car technology room.
Yeah, right.
So you want to explain that room?
So basically, up the top of the Pearl,
yes.
The building is the Pearl itself.
I thought the Pearl was going to fall off the building.
It didn't. That's true.
It should have.
So it's a big... It's a giant golf ball. The building itself has a big pearl on it. And what happens is you go into the pearl,
yep.
and inside the pearl is a big hologram room, and it's got all sorts of high-tech LCD screens in it.
Yes.
And it can project anything on it. But I get this. The primary reason it exists is there's cameras all around it,
yep.
and you're inside the pearl, and you activate it, and it looks like you're just freestanding like thousands of feet in the air, which I think is cool.
And
yes.
it projects you hundreds of times around the room on flat screen
Largely
TVs.
Largely unnecessary.
Indistinguishable from regular people.
Yeah, right.
And he said, this is going to be the number one tourist attraction in the world because of this the Pearl Room.
Mm-hmm.
How is that the number one tourist attraction in the world? Why does it need to be 1,000 feet in the air also? Or whatever it is, more than that. And also, if you want a room that you go into and yes. it looks like you're standing over nothing, just build a big glass that you can walk out on. It's ridiculous.
In a way, it was just... Well, see, that's what I'm talking about, contrived.
Yeah.
I think it was fun, but also it only existed...
I thought it wasn't fun.
It only existed because they were like, let's do a sort of Enter the Dragon Hall of Mirrors scene, but we can't be seen to do a Enter the Dragon Hall of Mirrors scene because people will be like, this is like the Hall of Mirrors scene in Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
So they went, okay, we'll make it LCD screens and holograms.
And at the end, The Rock tricks the South African or Yugoslavian man.
Yes.
First of all, and then this is after he's
It doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense.
Because he says... Because he walks up behind the guy.
Yes.
And then the guy turns around to face him.
Yes.
And then they have a conversation and there's a hostage situation going on.
The Rock puts down his gun.
And then the Rock says, surprise, I'm actually behind you.
Yes.
But if he were behind him, he would have seen him initially.
Yes. So, also, he could have just grabbed him if he was behind
that's
him.
That's true. He could have done it beforehand, yeah.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. Yeah.
And it was the exact same scenario that happened with him at the start of the movie with the hostage situation with the kid and the guy and he got his leg blown off or whatever. But there's a bit of that because even there's the other bit. Where is it? Where it's...
You know what was interesting about... I thought about this movie.
Mm.
The Rock never fires a gun.
He doesn't. Well, he says in it, I don't want to fire a gun anymore.
But that's, which is a, which is a nod back to his character from The Rundown / Welcome to the Jungle, where he's like, I'm not going to fire a gun again. Bad things happen when I fire a gun, so never again. And then in the third act, he just fires heaps of guns and
fires
it's awesome.
So many guns.
And nothing bad happens to him.
No, he's fine. He reloads on a cow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But it's got a sweet callback because Neve Campbell shuts off the fire and she's like, I turned it on and off again, just like The Rock told me.
Yeah.
Also, I thought this movie opened really weirdly because it just says 10 years ago.
Yes.
Why not just open the movie and then his accident happens and then say 10 years later? Because then you have to then go present, and then it says present day.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Weird, right? Is that weird? Is that a stand? Is that the way it's normally done? It's not, right?
I don't know. I don't think it is.
Yeah.
But maybe, here's the thing, because 2008 and 2018, aesthetically speaking, look quite similar, especially if you're in, like, FBI uniforms.
Sure.
So maybe if you go...
Maybe he had dreads under that.
Oh, maybe.
I know he did. You see with his helmet off.
But what I'm saying is if you set it now...
Yeah.
If you start it in 2008, you don't say it's 2008.
Yeah.
And then you go 10 years later, people might think it's the year 2028.
Right.
And then they think it's... too far into the future.
But that's
than it
fine also because that building is ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. But I think that would, if people would affect. No, I think they've made the right call. In working this out, I think they made the right call because otherwise people would think it'd be like 2028.
Look, all they needed to do was put in a sweet 2008 reference. They needed to say something like, man, the first Assassin's Creed game didn't live up to my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
That was 2008. What else happened in 2008?
Let's find out.
I was living in London.
Uh-huh.
Do you reckon they could mention that? Do you think that would be
a good
reference?
Hey, I'm really enjoying Britney Spears' hit Womanizer and the song When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, well, that was a classic song.
Yeah.
Man, the Marvel Cinematic Universe looks like it might
I don't know. Who's this Iron Man character? Yeah, you're right.
It was a dark night.
I don't know about this Lady Gaga and her song Just Dance.
Good Lord.
I don't know if she's going to be an enduring force in music. I'm doing music, you're doing.
Very good.
Yeah.
High School Musical, I'm doing both now. I've mashed them together.
Okay.
Man, I hope the new Indiana Jones 4 is good.
Man, this guy's taking his children hostage. We should all go in there and shoot him. But in the meantime, I'm going to switch off my MP3 player that he's playing That's Not My Name by the Ting Tings.
Man, I hope Hancock gets a sequel.
Good times.
I can't believe Corey Worthington, the party boy, destroyed his house.
Was that 2008?
That's 2008.
Wow.
Oh, God, meet the Spartans.
Mm.
Jesus.
Somebody's just saying that. They're watching, they're in the movie theater and they're leaving. They're just like, oh, Jesus, meet the Spartans. God.
I mean, it's all good stuff, isn't it?
Oh, it's all good. It's good.
I don't know. Do you have anything else on this?
It's
fine. I would say if you're going to see it, just wait. For streaming.
I'm working so hard here, but he's been too badly injured. I can't save his leg. Also, Love Lockdown by Kanye West is a real weird change of direction for him. I wonder if future generations will think 808s and Heartbreak is his best album.
Do people think that?
I kind of think it's pretty good.
Okay,
it's pretty good.
Kanye West okay?
Like mentally?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good. Not good. That's bad. But it's confirmed for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Makes sense. I got a couple of people who saw this. Not many. Like, you normally get an idea of how well a popular movie is going to be by how many tweets we get about it.
Yeah, that's true.
This is from Benson Maid says, just saw Skyscraper. Have you? Yes, I have. If you enjoyed Inferno, Die Hard, and Lao from The Dark Knight, which it is, yeah, this might be the film for you. Well, I did enjoy all those things, but it's not the film for me. Pronounceable Name says... Well, I went to see Skyscraper and my theater was so empty, I audibly went, oh my God.
Oh, I liked it when Neve Campbell kicked Noah Taylor off the bridge.
That was great.
It was good, right?
Either my local AMC is losing business or it just wasn't that great a movie. They had two big screens they just didn't use. Thought they'd show us Ant-Man and the Wasp. They showed nothing.
Ooh. Oh,
brutal. Okay, well, that's... Look, I'd love to talk Skyscraper all day. But I
would you?
No.
Didn't
that's
think so.
That's why we're not.
Okay.
Should we do the next segment of the
yes.
show?
Yes.
What's it called? Oh, did you find out whether she was a pop star?
Oh, yeah, I did. Hang on.
Just yes or no.
She's not, no. Okay. She's Taiwanese. She's not a pop star.
Great.
She's Taiwanese Australian.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Wait. No, carry on.
You said wait, and I'm waiting.
I'm not going to. I'm just going to double check. What happened is there is when I went to look her up, I clicked on her page, and then I forgot why I looked her up in the first place.
Okay, right.
So I'm actually not 100% sure she isn't a pop star, but here we go. Her name's Hannah Quinlivan.
Yep.
Why'd
they shoot the tech guy?
Taiwanese-Australian actress and model.
Okay.
Doesn't say...
Slick haircut.
Yeah, slick haircut.
It's very Gary
Oldman. Music video. She's got four music videos. Okay, she is a musician.
There you go. She's okay. Very Gary Oldman from The Fifth Element haircut.
Yes, absolutely she is, yeah.
Well, you know what it's time for?
What we reading?
What we gonna read. I'm doing a thing.
What are we reading today? I caught up on, I had a bit of time, so I caught up on BoJack Horseman, which I was behind it. I enjoy it. Is there a new season coming out soon?
Maybe.
I think there is.
I still haven't finished the last one.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know whether I can go back into that universe because it's so sad.
You have to be in the right frame of mind.
Yeah,
I think.
And I'm not ever.
Yeah, so, right.
Was it good though?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I think
it's such a good show.
Yeah. It's interesting because Rick and Morty always seems to be, like, we're always like, when's there going to be more Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
But BoJack Horseman's like, here's another season of BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, right.
So,
do you think, well, Rick and Morty's also more commercially viable, I guess, in a weird
way.
Yeah,
I mean, there's people with severe mental health issues in that show as
correct.
Well, but they're further under the surface.
That's right.
This is just people like, this is what I got, what do you reckon?
And Rick and Morty does memes better.
That's true, they do.
If we had to choose who did memes.
Yeah.
Mason, I was lucky enough to be given a Nintendo Switch by my lovely wife,
ooh.
Claire, who you have met.
What did you get from your mean wife?
Kick in the head.
Oh, wow.
Which is good, too. It's as good as you get from her.
I guess that's true, yeah.
What do you do? So I've been playing Mario Kart and Doom, and the Nintendo Switch, well, I mean, I've borrowed one before from my brother. It's a bloody delight. It's an incredible, like, graphically, it's not like a, you know.
You didn't get Zelda?
No, okay. I will. But okay, that's right. That's a big investment. But
that's, yeah.
But even Doom, having
it's
Doom.
It's either that or your kid.
That's
really.
Right. Even having that version of Doom handheld is... It's really great. And like I said, a bit of a downgrade. But if you haven't got a Nintendo Switch, maybe look into it.
I don't have a Nintendo Switch.
Do you like video gaming on the go?
Not really.
Then don't worry about it.
Okay. So you're mostly playing it handheld. You're not playing
it. I haven't docked
it
yet, Mason.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So, well, mostly because I've been away as well.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Mm. You think you will, though. How is downscale Doom going to look on a giant TV?
Probably not as good.
Yeah, right.
Definitely not.
Okay.
But it definitely works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool,
so,
man.
If you love video games, Mason.
Yeah. I think they're okay.
You don't have to get it then.
Okay, cool, great.
Are you doing anything else?
You know what? I haven't watched a single episode of Westworld Season 2.
Oh, okay.
But on Google, whatever it is, all the Season 2's up now. So
great.
I'm just going to get the season and watch that. So
you want to watch them all in a row?
I think I'll watch them all in a row.
I think the timeline is...
Also, it's not insanely priced. I went to go get Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because people are like, you should watch Season 5. It's the best season. It's $40.
For how many episodes?
Oh, like 22 or something.
We got to look at it that way, Mason.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Have you looked at it that way?
I have now.
And?
I regret everything I've said.
Wow.
This entire episode.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to backdate that further or just this episode?
Last three episodes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Powerful stuff.
Four episodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What did we even do 4 episodes ago?
No idea.
I don't know either.
I can't remember specifically anything we say on this show, but I do remember the regret I feel.
I think I remember a little bit more because I listened to it twice.
That's true, yeah.
But I still don't know.
I don't even listen to it once.
Wow. I mean, you're in it.
Yeah, but I'm not listening.
Okay. But you're in it.
What?
Mason's parents have handed him another note.
Yes.
Okay. Well, next segment.
Oh, yeah. Letters.
Yes.
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 The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day.
Here right now, we're going to do letters.
Man, what a segment.
I know, right?
And I say that because it's generally about letters that we get from people who listen to this show.
Yes, and therefore, what a segment.
What a segment. If you do want to reach the show, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter. You can send through a short question or comment or something that you think might be worth talking about. We can shoot an email over to mason@weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. And those will be read by us.
Yes.
Some of them. Do you have one ready to go?
I don't have one ready to go.
Do you want me to do a tweet while you're
doing a
search?
Do a tweet.
Okay, here we go. This is from Ninja Dude 3. What other action franchises do you want Mission Impossible to mash up with? Do you think it's a mash-upable worthy franchise? Apparently the new one's very good.
But what do you mean mash-upable?
Like, I guess you put it with something else. Like, do you do it with the Fast and Furious?
Oh, we're crossing them over.
Do a John Wick. Do you do it with the original series? Nah, probably not that.
I don't like any kind of cross-contamination with Mission Impossible, I don't think.
What about on a t-shirt?
Oh, then I love it.
Okay.
No, I don't. I hate it. Sounds bad.
So you think don't put the Mission Impossible series into another universe?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Okay. What about that Need for Speed universe? What if they just brought them together?
Oh, with Aaron Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with that? Yeah. What about another Tom Cruise franchise?
Rain Man?
Yeah, you
Rain Man Mission Impossible,
Rain
yeah.
Man Mission Rain Man versus Mission Impossible.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Jerry Maguire Mission Impossible.
Is that a good movie?
Can't remember. Some of it won an Oscar.
Some of it won an Oscar. That's right. Yeah. The Mummy, Mission Impossible.
No, it doesn't work.
That great plane stunt.
That's true.
It wasn't great though.
No. But I'm saying, like, what if you cross over Mission Impossible and say the Fast and the Furious?
Yeah.
They're both doing ridiculous stunts.
I don't
think
they work
but
together.
But tonally they don't work together at all. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So you think they should stay on their own?
Yes.
And never the two shall meet.
Never the twain shall meet.
That being said, if you look at these actual films, a lot of them are very different. Like, look at 1 and 2 compared to what they're doing now.
Yes.
They're basically different universes.
Mm.
Especially their hair. I can't wait to talk about Tom Cruise's hair in Mission Impossible.
How's it looking?
5 or 6, whatever we're up to.
Yeah.
6. I think it's standard.
Seems to be fairly standard hair.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
But people
are
saying it's
sure.
it's the Fury, it's like the new Fury Road in terms of action.
Uh-huh.
So that's very exciting.
Yeah.
But then again, a lot of people who go to, you know, the press stuff for this, they tend to exaggerate at times.
Mm.
What do you got, Mason?
I'm still looking for tweets.
My goodness.
I mean letters.
Well, you're looking in the wrong place if you're doing tweets, Mason.
Yeah, I know. All right, James, here's one.
Okay.
After the phenomenal success of our last week's Gundam report,
yeah, right,
where we explained the concept of the Gundam universe.
And how it's separate from Robotech and they may or may not turn into planes.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Apparently some of them do.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Well, we got an email from Eric titled Gundam Splaining. First of all, how dare you Gundam Splain to us?
Rude.
It's apparently Star Wars, but with nuance.
Okay.
Some would argue that Star Wars has nuance.
It depends
Not
on
me,
the
though.
Star Wars.
so if you, this I guess is Gundam in a nutshell. So if you don't know anything about Gundam.
Look, this isn't for us, obviously.
No, because we did the Gundam report last week, so we know everything about Gundam.
You don't need to gunsplain us anything,
exactly.
Whatever the word was. But
all right.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, here we go. Gundam, the whole thing, is about a war between the Earth Federation and a space colony named Zeon. All this could be made up, by the way. Like, you could have made this up, and we sound like real idiots, because we're like, well, obviously it's about a bloody space colony named Zeon, and all the actual Gundam fans out there are like, he's done it. Eric's got him. Anyway, a space colony named Zeon, which is seeking independence from the corrupt Federation.
Okay.
So it's the Galactic Empire versus the Rebel Alliance.
Right. Who's got the Gundams? Both, I guess.
I think they both have Gundams.
Whoa.
So the Federation has a young pilot named Amaro Ray, who is Luke Skywalker,
uh-huh.
And he pilots the Gundam you see in Ready Player One. So you know the blue and white one?
Yeah, the main one.
The main Gundam, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Zeon's ace pilot is Char Aznabal, who wears a mask not unlike a certain Darth we all know. Darth Plagueis the Wise.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Big old mask on him.
Yeah, okay. So the different Gundam series... Universal Century is the Star Wars saga canon. Everything else is set either the distant past, future, or an alternate timeline akin to Star Wars Legends.
Right, okay.
There you go. We've learned about Gundam.
No, we haven't.
No, that's what I meant. We, the collective. The royal podcast we, which is the listeners and not us, because we know.
We know.
We know what's up. Anyway, thank you, Eric.
Very much appreciated.
Okay.
Because my knowledge of Gundam is so deep and wide.
It's hard to summarize
it
in a brisk manner, isn't it?
I actually tried to do it this week, and I got too caught up in it.
Yeah. Also, this is an email from Ebs, who says if he wants to recommend Gundam Wing Endless Waltz, which is apparently the best Gundam movie.
Okay.
It's got the best name, doesn't it?
Well, I think, it's definitely up there for me.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, it's got waltz in it.
Top five Gundam styles?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, 100% Gundam styles, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Great. We got away with it again.
I know we did it.
Got one more tweet here. This is from Ninja Dude 3.
Yep.
You hit that really loud.
I know. You'll cut it out in editing.
I won't, because I mentioned it, because nice. I don't have to edit this
out. Edit this out as well, yeah.
I don't have the name of this person. I apologize. I'll have to find it. But if Deadpool is ripped in half in Deadpool 2,
yes.
Spoiler alert for Deadpool 2,
yes.
Does that mean his lower half also grew back an upper half? Could we be seeing DVD Dawn of these Balls? How does the Deadpool work? Because he can be obliterated to just a head. We saw that in the last movie. Uh-huh. He's literally a severed head. So he must all grow out of the head?
Well, see, that's the thing. I think...
Or is he pieced back together?
I think he got pieced back together after he was blown to pieces.
But he didn't when he was torn in half.
That's true. That being said, at the end of that movie, he tapes his suit back together.
Yes.
Which means that he would have had... Somebody would have had to go back and retrieve the bottom half of his costume.
The legs. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like shuck the legs out of it. Like the dead legs and the dead genitals.
Correct.
Out of the suit. And then just take the bottom half of the costume with him. Look, I'm pretty sure the only bit that can regenerate is the bit with the brain in it.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, they could very well, if they wanted to. I mean, because he's a comedy character, very few actual rules apply to him.
Yes.
So my feeling is if they wanted to, and if Ryan Reynolds wanted to play like a version of Deadpool that grew out of his legs.
Yes.
And he's quite wrong.
Yeah.
Then I'm sure they would do that, you know? He could be a henchman. He could be a henchman of the next villain.
Yes.
And just go, he's Bizarro Deadpool.
Oh, you know? I definitely watch that.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch it regardless.
Yeah.
Red Guy.
We watch stuff we don't even want to see, so we'll definitely watch that.
Red Guy sent that in. And also, quick question.
Yes.
If you cut him down the middle
through
his corpus callosum,
what is that?
Which is the series of neuron pathways.
Oh, the channel in the middle of the brain.
Yeah, they're connected to two hemispheres of the brain. Would he
probably die
like that? He'd probably die. So that's where you get him. Okay.
Yeah.
I think there's room there, and it's a silly enough franchise where they could just do that at some point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Certain. Yeah, yeah.
So why not?
They could. Yeah, exactly. What they could do is split him down the middle and do a parody of, like, you know, one of those Superman stories from the 50s where he splits into two Supermen and one's
from the 90s.
Exactly, right. Where one of them's, you know.
Or from when he met the new 52 version.
Thank you. So where, like, one of them's totally non-violent and one's a lunatic or whatever. You know, that'd be fun.
Do you know Superman, the old version, could shoot a miniature version of himself out of his hand?
Yes, James.
That's a real thing. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
What video did I put it in? I can't remember.
Mm.
Anyway, that's the show for this week. But if you love crap, horrible Mission Impossible video games, then you might want to swing by for Caravan of Garbage on Tuesday.
I liked them in theory, and then I had to play one.
And it was?
They're so bad. Bad and bizarre.
Bad and bizarre.
Is it the Nintendo one? It's the Nintendo one. Yeah, right? Okay, yeah, it's no good.
So, yeah, and if you've got any thoughts on any of the stuff that's happening at Comic-Con, please feel free to send them through. It's going to be a big episode next week.
If you're there and you've got some hot scoops.
Yeah, absolutely. Pete Foltz goes every year. He normally sends in a bit of a bloody hot
Foltzy.
Scoop. That's it. So, what do you got, though, Mason? Wrap up this show for us.
Well, thanks to everybody for listening, first of all. Let's see, if you want to get in contact with us, you can go to Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp. I'm Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. And also you can click on my Twitter and you can find my Instagram link as well.
Very good. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies and I'm also at Mr. Sunday Graham.
Very good.
If you want to check out my Instagram.
That is all at planetbroadcasting.com.
Yes.
Where you can also sign up for our newsletter.
Oh.
From the great Robert Collings. He is also The Weekly Planet on Twitter. He's got a YouTube page as well.
He's doing such a good job.
So much stuff. He's getting it done. Good on him. He's so good.
He's a powerful man.
He is a powerful man. Yeah. I agree, yeah. Mm. Let's see, if you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck.
Yeah, chuck in a buck.
You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link or an episode description if you want to buy your regular Amazon shop with no cost to, extra cost to yourself.
That's
right. And
we
get a kickback there. Let's see. You can buy our t-shirts on tpublic.com. You can just search for Weekly Planet.
That's right.
You can also...
there's the Mr. Koya ones. 2 more weeks left on
that. That's
those.
Right. Get on that if you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Bloody
great quality as well.
So good.
Yeah.
Mm. As the current owner of the only existing one, good stuff.
Can I have it?
No. It wouldn't fit you.
You don't know that.
You could squeeze into it.
I'm going back on that bloody...
Going back on 45,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yeah, do it this week. Oh, no, yeah. Starting 2 months.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Had some Red Rooster for dinner. Did they ever change the Red Rooster sign to black and white?
That's weird. Are you sure you went to a real Red Rooster?
No. I'm never sure of anything.
Yeah.
But that's the least sure.
You went to a pirate Red Rooster.
Is it that in demand? It's like Yeezy shoes.
Yeah,
isn't
exactly.
Is that
rob
restaurants? Uh-huh, people are pirating them.
Did you go to the legendary Red Rooter? So you went?
The one where they smashed the S on the side.
Correct,
no,
yes.
I didn't go to that one.
Okay, that's a shame. All right, thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our theme music.
Yeah.
That's the show, I think.
That's the show.
Yeah.
Swing by next week.
Swing by.
Or make this the last one.
Don't do that.
If so, goodbye. We wow. appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for sticking by on this wild ride of ours.
Yeah.
Unless you've only listened to one episode. Unless you've listened to one episode in its absolute entirety to the very bitter end and you're like, having heard 100% of this episode, not for me. In which case, congratulations.
You're a completionist.
Yeah.
But that also means that you should listen to the rest of the video.
I agree.
Yeah.
What else do I say in this bit? Anything else?
You may have said it all.
I think I've said it all.
Yeah.
All right. Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.